wouldn't call it siding a clapboard or anything like that.
Unless it was made out of a certain type of shingles. Big shingles.
Yeah. If you were, you want to hang something out in the barn, say, and so you just took a nail and a what?
Hammer.
And the nail that didn't get in far enough, and you'd say it's got to be what further?
Nail further.
Okay. Every day I take my car and what into town?
Go into town.
What do you do to a car?
Steering. Steer it.
What do you do when you take the car and you
crank it, you get in it, and then operating it.
You don't operate your car into town. What do you do to your car?
Drive it into town.
Right. What do you call the part that covers the top of the house? That tin thing we got. What's that called?
Roof.
Okay. What do you call the little things around the edge of the roof that carry all the water off?
Gutters.
And
there's also an eave that extends over the wall.
All right, when you have a house and they all come together, would you call that any special thing when the two come together?
At a corner?
I guess that's called a gutter, isn't it?
Well, the gutter is
the eaves come together.
The eaves is the eave of a top of a house is the part that extends over the house, and the gutter is attached to the eave to catch the water that it won't, so it can run off in certain places.
I see. Well, what would you call a little building that's used for storing wood and tools and stuff like that? Wood, maybe.
Woodshed.
What would you call one that's for tools? Would that be the
same? Tomb shed.
What do you call outdoor toilets?
Privy.
And if you had troubles and were telling me about them, you might say, well, what troubles too? If you had trouble, you'd say...
Say, lend you my shoulder. Your shoulder.
If you had troubles you tell me about, you might say, well, what would you say? I've got troubles too, would you say?
Oh, we all have troubles.
Okay.
But you can have my shoulder if you want it.
Let's see. What would you say when you'd say, did you, that noise?
Did you hear the noise?
I'd say, yes, I heard it. And then you'd say, I'm not afraid, though, because many times before.
I've heard it many times before.
Okay, if I ask you to know a person, you might say, no. If I ask you if you know a person, you might say, no, but I...
have heard of him.
If a friend came back to town and another friend had been visiting with him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? You might say, no, I...
have not seen him.
And then you might be asked, has your brother seen him yet? And again you answer, no.
He has not seen him.
All right.